What a beautiful psalm, and it's exactly what we are. We are the light of the Christ. We are one with the one presence and the one power. You know, September 11th is a date that all of us Americans know immediately when it's said. I don't know about you, but sometimes when that date comes up on the clock, like maybe I'm working in the office and I look up and it's 9 o'clock, and the date thing may say the 11th of August or whatever. But 9/11 is a profound date for all of us. And I often think, when I see that date, where was I when the Twin Towers became an American experience? And I'm sure some of you are probably going through the same thought process, thinking about where were you? And what I like to think of is not only where was I, but how have I grown since that experience? Am I more accepting or am I less? Am I condemning or am I embracing all of humanity? You know, our lesson this morning is on love. If there's one thing that 9/11 taught us, is how we act when we don't realize that that attribute of love is in us. When we lack compassion, when we lack empathy, when we lack love that pulls all the divine forces together within. You know, I like 2 Timothy where it says, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. You know, when you put all that together, love and the power that's behind that very attribute, and how are we using it? Is it with a sound mind? To me, a sound mind is coming from the Christ center within me, coming from the mind of the Christ. You know, love is so basic to our nature that when our love is expressed, we truly feel fulfilled. Don't you feel that when you express love to a loved one? By just a hug, a simple act, a kindness, to anyone really, you well up with an overwhelming power within you. Now, love is a divine attribute. A lot of people don't realize that. It's your inheritance, your God-given power, and it's in you. Always. God is love and love is God. But there's a difference between divine love and human love. You see, divine love is broad. It covers all things, not just some things. All things are under the scope of divine love. Human love is based on personality. Sometimes it can be selfish, right? So Sometimes we withhold it. Sometimes it's fickle. It doesn't care what it's attaching its power to. But oh, when we experience divine love. A great example of that, of unconditional love, of divine love, to fully be an expression of love, is if we take a look at the scripture account of the woman at the well. You know, she experienced a love like no other when our way shore expressed to her a love that the world could not give her. When she approached a well that day, there were groups of men standing around, and she just knew she was going to experience the same old ridicule that she usually get, the same old hatred, the same old expressions that she's not worthy to be there with them. You see, it was customary in that time that Jews didn't speak to what was considered half-breeds. The Samaritan race was considered impure because they were despised for marrying what was called foreigners. All these labels that we place on things, that happens today, doesn't it? We place the labels, well, not we in this room or there, but their labels are placed on folks because of race, color, whatever. In the scriptures, they're saying foreigners. Interracial marriages at that time might have been considered impure. But Jesus didn't operate according to the prejudices of his day, which is a great lesson for us right now, isn't it? We know there are prejudices out here. But do we buy into them? You know, maybe you have some exploring to do. Maybe there's something that's still there for you. But if you're not opening up to unconditional love, looking through the appearance of what someone may be doing to you or saying about you, looking through all that that you have been trained and brought up as a child to believe about others who may look different than you look. You know, it's a lot to coming into the awareness of the Christ in you. There's a lot to undo, to let go of. Or as we said in our lessons a few weeks ago, to untether ourselves from. Well, we here, all of us who were here for those lessons, we're untethered, aren't we? I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to someone who may be sitting and forgetting who they are, spewing hatred and all sorts of untruths about another. I was reading some material yesterday with the Queen's passing. There's a lot of forgiveness work that needs to happen in that arena. Some of the comments blew me away. I thought, wow, we're clinging to a past that is just that, it's past. Not trying to find a solution on how to heal and move forward. We're talking about the solution right here today. And that solution is love. Opening up your heart. You know what it feels like to be in human love. Take that and magnify it and bring it down within. And open it up not only to just certain people, but to all people. We're here to love one another. So, at the well, the woman was shocked. She was shocked because there was one there at the well that treated her kindly, that made her feel that she was worthy. And she thought, wow, if he knew my story, if he knew I had been married 5 times, if he knew that right now I'm living with a man that's not my husband. The point is, when we know another person's story, we go beyond to the heart of things. We move into another area of thinking. The past is the past, present is present. Right here, right now, is our opportunity to heal, our opportunity to mend, our opportunity to dig in and grasp hold of this concept that is within us. Unconditional love. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Movement, he says, love is the great harmonizer and healer. Love will adjust all misunderstandings and make your life and your affairs healthier, harmonious, and free. That's in our daily word. What's going on for you today? What's happening within you? For me, the greatest gift of all is to come into the awareness of the love of God in us as a divine idea. That is, it's always there. When you're not feeling like being there, you know, we come up against people that push our buttons sometimes. The very moment is to get into a process where you immediately turn within. You can say, God is love, and because God is, I am love. Pull anything out of your bag of tricks. That's what I call my little bag. You know, when I'm going through something, I reach into my bag and find that affirmation or that scripture that will pull me out of that darkness and into the light. Ancient modern day prophets have spoken about the concept of unconditional love of others. We all know Saint Francis of Assisi, who prayed, where there is hatred, so love. Let's have an exchange going on here. Whenever anyone brings those vibrations to you, you face it with thoughts of love, sending those vibrations back to that person standing before you. Dr. Martin Luther King spelled out a formula for loving your enemies. He says that hatred cannot drive away hatred. I think of this example. If you're watching or experiencing someone hating another, then what is my role in this? Whether it be TV or anywhere else. It's not to join in and say, well, that's because they're so-and-so. My role in this is to know that love is of God, and I am a part of that whole. And I send into this scenario thoughts of peace, strength, and love. I know somebody's sitting there saying, oh, Renetta, that's hard to do. Yeah, of your human self, yeah. It would be hard to do. But to take that deep breath and move into the Christ in you, to move into the Christ consciousness, that's how you open up and be the love that is. Another quote I have, and I don't know the author, but I thought it was really neat. It says, as you continue to open and grow in divine love, and how are you going to do that? Meditation, prayer work, right? You're going to practice it. Sometimes you just have to practice. Yeah, that's getting in the arena of human love, but maybe if you practice that human love enough and do it without prejudice, you'll stir up that attribute that's deep within you, that's always there, that is just pure love. And it says, as you continue to open and grow in divine love, the awakening of your soul, the deeper insights and wisdom and knowledge will come to you. It will not come because you have made a great effort to seek it, but it will come as this great blessing from Spirit that enters into you, and with it, opening doors to greater understanding and truth. We have not yet as a people realized that we need one another. That's what all the turmoil that you're reading and seeing is about. We have not yet realized that we need one another. We're all a part of this great whole, and everyone is worthy and needed. The more things get stirred up, the more there is a movement coming together, supporting one another. Have you noticed that? Look at some of the things we have experienced in just this year. Still COVID, still floods, wildfires. That's drawing us closer together. I've noticed us coming together as we support those who are actually going through the experience. So my role and your role is to be the example, the expression of Christ's Spirit that shines in the world. We just heard a beautiful song, "I Am Light." You are that light that shines out into the world. I said that somewhere the other day, and I didn't mean to say it out loud. Somebody said, well, there's just not that many of us. It doesn't matter how many. You know, one by one, you can affect another's life. And if you're letting your light shine, they're going to leave your presence in a better mood, and they're going to, if they're open and receptive, but you're going to put it out there anyway. Anyway. So, in 1 Corinthians, the 14th verse, it says, "Now I know in part, then shall I fully, and even as I am fully known, go forth." And we're talking about love here. Love here. When you know, you can do better. You can be a greater expression. And it says, of these attributes, three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. All right? So, I want to leave you with this thought. And I want you to take a deep breath so you can take it in, to fill yourself in this moment, right here, right now. And this is my blessing to you. May the power of love activate all within you. May you awaken to your own true potential. May you see for yourselves the possibilities which I speak of and exercise them within your being. Qualities come with the essence of God residing in you. May it grow and expand, transform and create within you wondrous expressions, gifts and possibilities that God may move through you and make of you a wonderful channel of light and love. A beautiful being that is, excuse me, a beautiful being that is the essence of love shining forth with all its glory. That's my blessing for you. You know, as we grow in awareness of the love we are, we no longer need the prejudices of the world. We no longer need the labels. We know truth, not in part. We see clearly the wholeness and the oneness of our being. And that is spirit. That's true for me. True for you? So let's take a deep breath. And let's do the work. Do the prayer work. Do the inner work. Let's begin by affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. deep breath right here, right now, wherever you are. We take a deep breath knowing that we are expressions of God on this earth plane. We know that in simple interactions with others, we are light. We are love. We are peace. We are patience. And so this morning, you and I come together, lifting up the consciousness, sending these vibrations out these doors this morning. No matter what the experience, what the turmoil, what is happening, we want the world to know you are loved. You not only are loved, you are the love of God in expression. What a glorious thought. I am the love of God in expression. And as you make this inward journey, take that thought with you. Because that is your true identity. The spirit of the Christ is moving in and throughout you always, touching what needs to be touched, letting you know what it is to experience pure love, not as the world has given, but as Jesus Christ said, it comes from within. Knowing that expression is moving round and about us, we open ourselves up to being instruments of that beautiful, beautiful connection. We let the love of God flow in and through us this morning and out into the universe. We're so grateful for the Christ consciousness. That's the prize. That's the goal. That's where we reach deep within to connect with. It's always there. We're never apart from the love of God. So in the essence of all of this divine power moving around in and throughout, bringing us into a complete awareness, we take a moment in the quiet and rest. And in this presence and power, we are grateful. We know we are light and we express light. We are love and we express love. In And as we return to the presence of this room, we do so knowing we carry with us that which we have received in the quiet. And we're so grateful, and we can affirm, I am the love of God in expression. Say that with me. I am the love of God in expression. And as you open your eyes and look about the room, tell someone, you are the love of God in expression. Together, you are the love of God in expression. And holding that in and breathing it out, as community, let us come together to affirm we are together.
We are the love of God in expression.
And for this and all things, we just say thank you, God, because we know it is so, and so it is. Amen. Amen. You are God's love and expression. And now we have an opportunity to express that love, because we have been so richly provided for. You know, we take nothing for granted. We know that God is the source. And we are expressions of that source. So in knowing that, we support this ministry. We support it because it reaches out and supports others. The substance we receive, we bless it and share it. And as the blessings go out, more pour in. So I want you right here, right now, whatever form you want to bless this ministry with, if it's with your substance, great. If it's with your presence, we would love for you to come and join us here in the sanctuary. However you are that expression of God, we hold our gifts that we have received from the many sources in our hands and give it that energy. And together we'll pray our prayer of prosperity. Together.
Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive.
And let those blessings flow.